Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who is also the UN Special Envoy for Global Education, is in Islamabad. He is in Pakistan to commemorate the UN Global Day of Action in support of Malala Yousafzai, the teenage girl who was shot in the head last month by the Taliban for promoting girl education in the tribal region of Swat, bordering with Afghanistan. Brown presented a petition signed by over a million people to President Asif Zardari to express solidarity with Malala Yousafzai to promote girl education in Pakistan.
In understanding that the route to opportunity for children is through education, and in understanding that the poverty of children is a blight on our society that has got to be tackled.
There have been protests on the streets of Pakistan for singling out the victimhood of Malala Yousafzai while ignoring hundreds of other such school-going children who continues to be killed in frequent U.S. drone attacks in country's tribal region. On the streets of Pakistan, people question the silence of Britain and other NATO countries over the continued U.S. drone attacks that has also been targeting innocent children.
Why is this being highlighted? Why is this being given abnormal broadcasting? Why? We condemn the attack on the child. We don't by any means justify the attack on the child. We condemn it. But Afia Siddiqui was also a human being. But the people in Jamia Hafsa were also human beings. The people who die in the drone attack conducted by America are also human beings. Why is there not a voice raised for them?
Who attacked Malala Yousafzai has become mystery. After Hakimullah Masood, Pakistani Taliban chief in an audio message, denied earlier claims of other splinter Taliban groups to have attacked her for campaigning secular girl education. He held the U.S. responsible for the attack on Malala Yousafzai in an effort to pressurize Islamabad to launch ground offensive against them in the tribal region. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.